must do. His promises are true.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday and we started looking at fathers on this Father's Day weekend that just passed. And we're finding out that it's so difficult for fathers today, the demands that are upon them. They've got to be the priest, the prophet, the leader in the home, the provider. There's so many things going on in their lives and there's so much attack against the father figure that it's really not easy. It's rather difficult for men to be sidetracked and to lose their focus on what they're supposed to be doing, with the attacks coming in from every angle, with sicknesses and inflation coming, etc., etc. It's just so very difficult for men to maintain that manlyhood and continue leading the family in a focused, godly way. So we're looking at fathers and how they can become stronger and stay strong, but they need Jesus. We need to come to Jesus. And we're just so grateful for the fathers that lead their families in churches and how to pray, that it's an exciting time to be alive, but we need to focus and we need to band together and join together and be the church and the body of Christ together. Let's pick it up where we left off last time.
God will use us. Put your hand on your heart and say, God will use me. Say, I'm available, Lord. You are sick and filled with disease. Come. Come, you that are sick and filled with disease, and I will heal you. I, God, will heal you. Come, draw near to your Father who desires to embrace you in His loving arms. His desire is to embrace us. His desire is to love us. A few messages need to be taught. One is the blood. We need to speak and preach on the blood of Jesus again, because it's the blood of Jesus that changed everything. It's the blood of Jesus that makes me white as snow and makes me righteous. It's the blood of Jesus that sends the animals packing. The demonic spirits go when you're covered by the blood of Jesus. We need to pray on, and we need to teach on the blood. We need to teach on the love. The blood, the love. And also another one God's been giving me is wisdom. We need to teach on the blood, on the love, on the wisdom, and then healing, which I do. People need to hear this stuff. We need to operate in it. That's why next Sunday night, you just better come. Bring a pillow if you need to. Bring a tent if you need to. Who knows how long? Probably not going to be for all night, but When the Spirit gets to moving, the Spirit gets to moving. Listen to this now. Come, draw near to your Father who desires to embrace you in his loving arms. Now watch out. Come, you poor wandering sheep, back to the sheepfold. You watching by way of the internet. Those of you that are backslidden, have left God. Those of you that are not sure anymore. He's saying, come back to the sheepfold. Those that have left because of Corona, he's saying, get your faith up, get your mask on, get social distance, but come, come. If you're not compromising your immune system, come. If you're strong and standing in faith, come. Come back to the sheepfold. We desire for all of the kingdom of God to be united together again. We do not want to forsake the gathering of the saints in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Come, sinners, to your Savior. Think about that. Come, sinners, to a Savior. And He'll translate you from the kingdom of darkness and the power of the devil to the kingdom of His dear precious Son by the blood of His Son. Come, sinners, to your Savior. Come as you are. You can't clean up and then come. Come and then He'll clean you up. Come, you who are uneducated in spiritual things. You are not incapable of praying. God said, watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. Every one of us know how to pray. If you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. And when you don't know what to pray, He prays for you. He prays for you in words that cannot be uttered. So come, you can all pray. You've all got a prayer. And God hears and God answers prayer. But all He wants is prayer from a righteous heart. He wants prayer from a person that is not too big deal to pray. He wants prayer from someone who's walking in humility, who's surrendered. When we pray a surrendered prayer to God, He answers that prayer instantaneously, immediately, right then. In the spiritual realm, bang, has taken place. And if you just stand on it, you'll see it in the natural realm. Let everyone, without exception, come to God. Everybody. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have life everlasting. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Come, all you are laden and heavy burdened and loaded with sickness and disease and have wandered from the sheepfold, come. Come back to the Savior. Come to Him. He's wanting you to come. Everyone, no exceptions, all come. For Jesus Christ has called you all. He has called each and every one of you throughout the world in this church. Yet those who are without a yielded heart are excused. That's the one thing with God. You've got to have a yielded heart. You can't come and say, I accept Him as my Lord and Savior, but I don't yield to Him. Can't do it. You've got to have a yielded heart. And if you come with a yielded heart, He will show you things that you'll never even dream of without Him showing you. He will take you to places and heights you never dreamed were possible. He will make you the head over every situation, and never will you be the tail. Amen. He'll make you blessed going out, and He'll bless you coming in. He'll bless you in the field. He'll bless you in the baskets. Yes, He says, I'll give you houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant, and wells you didn't dig. I'll give them to you so that your cup will run over. And I'll make sure that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All you need is to come to Me with a yielded heart. Just come to Me and know that I am God and there is no other. Turn to Me and be ye saved, for I am God and there is no other. Isaiah 45:22. Just come to God. Submit and surrender to God. Give your life over to God and watch Him change the face of the earth for your behalf. He will change nations for you. It's no longer up to John G. Lake. It's up to us. John G. Lake's done his bit and he's gone. Smith Wigglesworth did his bit and he's gone. He's in glory. David, King David, did his bit and he's gone. Solomon did his bit and he's gone. Peter, John, Paul, they all did theirs and they're gone. But who's not gone? You. You're not gone. You are here. And we are here for such a time as now. And now it's time to step into our mandate. It's time to step into our call. It's time to step into the anointing. It's time to step into His love and start being who we are called to be. I'm not satisfied with knowing about Catherine Kuhlman. I want to do what she did and greater, because Jesus said you can. Smith Wigglesworth, they say God raised 23 people from the dead through his ministry. It's God's ministry. If he can do that, I can do that. And you can do that too. And we've got to believe this stuff. And we've got to act on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got a couple of gifts for the men. Wow, this is a heavy box. Sheesh. Thank goodness I was a boxer. There goes something. These are really, really nice. Man of God, rooted in Christ, rooted and built up in Him. Colossians 2:7. Happy Father's Day. There's a little screwdriver in here. On a keychain. Life is a constant push and pull, but Jesus is deeper, stronger, and greater than everything else in this world. Plant your roots in Him and find eternal stability. Amen. So, I want the men to each have one of these. And then last time when we had the woman and volunteers, it was actually volunteers, thank you for serving with the joy of Jesus. Sorry, if you're a volunteer and you never got one of these books and pens, we got that as well. So towards the end of the service, whenever that's going to be, you will come up and get your pens and you'll come up and get your screwdriver.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, but leave as he is.